to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne on a Tuesday. Let's see. If you missed life this weekend, you would have missed the Chiefs winning in their playoff game. The Eagles also beating the Rams. The Bills and the Bills Mafia holding strong. And my Detroit Lions falling to the Commanders.
I was rooting for y'all. I really was.
I was too. I wasn't watching it, but my spirit was rooting for you guys.
It was a soul crusher.
Yeah.
It didn't feel good. I kind of know what a Cardinal fan feels like now. Loss. Loss. Yeah, it didn't feel very good.
Really unfortunate.
Shout out to Ohio State national champions.
Yay for them.
Congratulations to that football game.
I have an ex who's a season ticket holder for them, so anytime that they just like do well,
yeah,
it hurts my soul a little bit.
I was born in Detroit, so we are bred to hate Ohio.
Good, so we can all just hate Ohio State.
It's a rabid
fan base.
Cool.
I'm cool with that.
Cool.
I'm cool with a little Ohio State.
Let's do that.
So actually, no congratulations to you, Ohio State Buccaneers.
I'm just really petty about it.
That's what my son called him. He goes, "Hey, Dad, are we watching the Ohio State Buccaneers?" I was like, "Yes, son. That's exactly what we're watching right now."
At least he got some of it right, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. He was very close. Something else happened yesterday. I'm trying to put my finger on it. Something else happened. I think it was big.
It's a little big.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
I feel like
we
got a new president.
We got a new president.
Hey.
A new El Presidente. Yeah,
new
I watched the
old
inauguration. There were some highlights. There were some midlights. The guy who sang the national anthem. I wanted to point this out because I don't think anybody else realized what a big deal this was. He was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Number one, Christopher Macchio. He's a Long Island gentleman who's an American tenor. And he sang it in an operatic way.
Love that. It's always my favorite.
He absolutely crushed it. But what I thought was interesting is after he was done, he was so proud of himself. He literally went up to President Trump and he went in for a little tiny handshake and he saw President Trump extend his arm to shake his hand, right?
Uh-huh.
But then he went in full hug.
Ooh.
Like full hug. Not just the, "Hey, buddy, half, I just shook your hand, I'm going to pat you on the back"
move. Yeah.
He went full double-armed.
Bear hug?
Gripped up.
Ooh.
President Trump as if he was his nana or something.
His nana.
It was an amazing move. I was like, wow, that's a strong move. And then he kind of turned around and he waved himself out.
Like he was like, I'm just going to live in this moment.
He was so happy about
and
himself.
And risk it to get the biscuit. And clearly he did.
Hey, he made the move. I kind of tell people too, like, if you're hesitant in that very split second, you're going to miss your opportunity.
You just go for it.
And my man, Christopher Macchio, did not miss his opportunity.
Good for him.
He went full hug.
And wasn't taken down by, you know, Secret Service.
Exactly.
So good for him.
I'm like, that's so risky on so many levels. But hey.
Also, is the president going to deny you a hug in front of the entire nation?
True.
Absolutely not.
True.
Just crushing the national anthem?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Nah, not at all.
The odds were in his favor, for sure.
We'll talk Carrie Underwood and what happened with her situation, which was kind of wild.
Yeah.
And everything else inauguration throughout the show today. So hang out. We're going to be here for you. We're going to have a good time. And let's go President Trump 2025, man.
Let's go.
New world, new outlook on life, a lot of positivity, and I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling good.
All right.
Feeling loosey goosey.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. We got Nico Breaks the News coming up. We got everything coming up. It's coming up.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico Breaks the News.
Camel Country 107.9.
Oh, this is a two-parter here, Cheyenne.
Okay.
Nico Breaks the News, this time with good news and a little bit of sprinkled in bad news.
Ooh, it's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, Jackson is not ready for what's about to happen, so let's call him up.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jackson?
Yes, this is Jackson. Who's this?
Hey, this is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news for you, Jackson.
All right, I really don't know that I care.
Well, it is news for you. Whether you care or not, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, it sounds like a scam.
No, I just have news. I just have news. Your dad, Tom, and mom, Kathy, want to give you some good news. It's actually good news.
What?
Yeah. They want to congratulate you on moving out of the house.
That's really...
That's good news. And then, of course,
okay,
with good news must come bad news.
And what
they also want you to know that they're taking you off their cell phone plan. You have to start paying for your cell phone now.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
Why can't they tell me themselves?
Well, I'm the vessel. I am the newsbreaker. It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country, Jackson. Sorry about the bad news.
Yeah,
that's a rough pill to swallow.
Isn't that big of a deal for you?
I just got my own place, obviously.
You sound very heartbroken about this. Isn't that big of a deal? It's like I said, it's a cell phone. Are you kidding?
It's a $250 a month bill.
Wait, why? What are you subscribing to? What kind of cell phone do you have? What's happening here? Boost Mobile, my friend.
I use a lot of internet.
I would kick you off my phone plan,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right? $250.
I mean, it's very selfish. I'm going to have a serious conversation with them about this because they can't just take me off that plan.
You should have a serious conversation with Cricket Wireless because I hear they're very reasonably priced. But yeah, sorry to break that bat. That was the bad part.
Congratulations on your new place.
Yay! Thanks, guys. You're great.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Listen, Cheyenne, I have a very valid explanation as to why I carry around my checkbook.
I don't think you do. And it's, I kid you not. We were sitting in the studio the other day, and Nico turns around to his backpack. He pulls out an entire checkbook and the entire book.
Yeah, the one where you can do the balancing on the back half of it.
It's the whole thing. And I said, okay, dinosaur, what are you doing? Why?
Okay, so I write a check once a year, maybe. I don't know if I'm opening up a new account or there's valid reasons to have a check. Sometimes you need a check. Am I wrong?
I haven't written a check in 10 years.
It's been a while for me too.
Yeah.
Even when I'm doing donations to the church sometimes, they're like, write a check.
I'll just pay cash.
Well, no. See, they like to log how much money you're spending at the church.
Oh, yeah. That's just self-serving.
That's not for me, though.
No, I know, not for you. I know.
Yeah. No, the reason I carry around the checkbook, honestly, is to have my routing number and my checking account right there so I can see it easily accessed because I do have to enter that pretty often.
Okay, first, why? Second of all,
I'm setting up a new account, like a new cell phone, and they want to.
How many times do you do that?
That's what I'm saying. Only once a year, I probably do it. And so, I just have it there.
Well, why the whole book then?
Yeah.
Guys,
just get it off your app.
Just have it there for convenience.
Okay, I got it. Why not just rip one check out and void it, fold it up, and put it in your wallet, and then you just refer to the numbers when you need it?
Well, why don't you just write one check and then you fold it up and put it in your pocket?
Why don't you just take your opinion and fold it up and leave?
Do you feel offended?
No, that actually...
Do you feel attacked?
It made a lot of sense, and it angered me. angered me in the moment.
I'm just looking out for your back, man. You're going to have back problems carrying around all this luggage.
Listen, people do things because it's a habit, or they've always done it that way. They're stuck in a rut, a system that
works
for them.
You're stuck in the Jurassic period of checkbooks.
Hey, that's fine, okay? If it bothers you, guys, that much, I will burn the checkbook.
It doesn't bother me. It was shocking to see.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It was interesting.
I'm sure you do stuff, and I'll think that's, whoa, what are you doing, old lady?
Yeah, probably.
You were going to pull out the yarn and crochet me a hat right now?
The problem is I probably would. I am an old lady in my soul, and I know that.
That makes more sense, though. Like, that's practical. She could, like, make me a blanket.
I don't have to explain myself.
What are you
going to
do, Wells Fargosaurus Rex?
I hate you guys. I hate you so, so much. In this world of advanced technology in 2025, I guarantee you, okay? I'm putting a double dog, stone cold Steve Austin guarantee that the Camel Nation does things like me. that they haven't evolved, that they don't care. It's not that big of a deal to carry around my checkbook. I don't know why you guys think it's so funny, but I want to hear. Camel Nation, please save me. 602-894-KMLE. 602-894-5653. Morning, y'all. Nico and Cheyenne. I carry around a checkbook. I'm never going to ever put that thing away.
It gives dinosaur. It gives.
Yeah, it does.
It just gets old. Like, it's a weird thing to see somebody as young as you carrying a checkbook.
People around the valley in the Camel Nation do stuff like that all the time.
Maybe not that, but maybe other things.
We got Stacy on the phone.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Where are you calling us from this morning?
Peoria.
Okay. Now, what makes you a dinosaur?
Okay. I still have a landline.
A landline.
The telephone line in your house that requires a cord into the wall?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure the cable company actually, or the phone company, is there a phone company anymore?
They bundle it. Cox will bundle it.
It's the cable company, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure the cable company at this point pays you to have a landline. So why do you have a landline, Stacey?
Oh, mostly nostalgia. I hardly ever take calls on it anymore. Sometimes I make calls on it just for fun, just to feel young again.
Just to feel young again? How old are you?
I'm 32.
Stacey, you're old. That makes me old, and I'm not okay with that.
Please tell me, Stacy, that you have a phone book sitting next to the phone.
Or at least a Rolodex.
Of all the emergency contacts.
Yeah.
It doesn't sit next to the phone anymore, but I do still have it.
Perfect. It's in the junk drawer, right next to the phone.
Right.
So are we talking, what kind of, is it a cordless phone?
Oh, no. No, those are junky looking. This one is truly nostalgic. It's not only connected to the wall, it's a rotary phone, actually.
Get out of town! You have a rotary phone. Yeah, that, I'm not even mad about that. That's phenomenal.
It's so cute. I mean, it just makes me feel, I guess I said, yeah, young again.
I love that. But well, good
honest,
for you.
How long does it take you to dial those 10 digits, though? Let's be real.
A beautifully long time.
She's like, and I enjoy every second of it.
I do.
At some point, you become a pro, though, because if you mess up, that's a real bummer.
Yeah, and then you got to start all over again.
The worst.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling, old lady.
Okay, thanks, geezers.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne on a Tuesday. And yes, I am a self-admitted dinosaur at this point.
Sorry.
And we got the Camel Nation, who's going to further tell me how I'm a dinosaur.
They very much so have let you know.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cheyenne, Abe, and welcome home, Nico.
Hey. Love that.
I like the sound of that. Welcome home. Hey, how are you? Who is
welcome
this, by the way?
Home.
Where are you from?
My name's Emily. I'm Emily. I'm from Mesa. I used to, Cheyenne, when you were with your other partner, I used to call in all the time, and I'm the one that flirted with you and asked you out on a date.
Oh, I remember Emily from Mesa. You best believe I remember Emily Mesa.
Are aggressive at 6 o'clock in the morning. I like that.
No. It was not a date like that. It was a date like, let's go out, let's have some drinks, let's get some Cheyenne a wingman, and let's find her a boy. That was the offer.
Amazing.
Yes. Nice.
And I'm a dinosaur. I've got a checkbook. I actually have a fax machine in my house.
Emily from Mesa, you've got a fax machine in your home.
Yeah, I don't use it because it's obsolete, but I
still have it. So why do you still have it?
I've cannibalized it, actually, a couple of times. I've needed a ribbon core. I build things. Oh. I've needed a ribbon cable out of there. I stole a little HDMI cord out of there.
So it's a parts machine.
Wow. It is a parts machine. I've got a checkbook, Nico, so you're okay there, too.
Oh, nice. Okay, as long
as you
carry it around.
So you're not alone in the checkbook department. Do you whip it out and use it?
I'm not carrying it around.
See, that's the thing. He carries it around in his backpack. It's on his person as we speak.
He carries it around for record. He's not able to pull up the app and get his stuff out of his phone like the rest of us, so don't hate on old boy for, doing what he knows how to do.
I don't know if you're making fun of me or if you are actually appreciating me, but I will say
a little bit of both.
You want to see how quickly I'll get my checking and routing number? I'll get it quicker than you. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
You won't. I mean, you will because I'm driving, but you won't because my app, I got 3 screens and I'm there.
I got 1 arm pull. Boom! Got it!
It is behind him. It is quite literally an arm's reach.
He needs this little win just to have it.
Yeah. No, I am a dinosaur. I've acknowledged it. Can we move on, please?
No. It's too much fun to
harass. Oh, no!
Well, we also have a text from the 480 asking if you also have an AOL email address.
Hey, I do have an AOL email address.
I know
you're
you
not
do.
Helping the situation at all.
It's where I sign up for everything. When they ask me for my email, it's all spam mail. Yeah.
I have a spam email.
See? Smart, guys. Smart.
Mine's not AOL, okay. But...
Do you know how many emails john@AOL.com has gotten because of me?
Appreciate that, definitely.
Everywhere they're like, give us your email. john@AOL.com.
That's so it's not me. Even your email?
No, not at all.
Oh my gosh. We got a text from this 480 that says, I'm just curious, can you pick up your checkbook at your local branch, or do you have to wait for them to send it via Stagecoach?
Who is that? Who made that joke? Because it's really funny because I use Wells Fargo, and their whole theme is like Stagecoach.
Fargo wagon is a coming.
I hate you, whoever texted that, but I love you at the same time.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
You know when people say, oh my God, you got to go there and try this, or they say, oh, you haven't seen this before? Well, that's Cheyenne Shrank.
That's me. I am guilty. I'm a horrible movie watcher.
You haven't seen a lot of these classics that are must-sees, in my opinion, in producer AB Baby's opinion.
Yes.
And it recently happened, and you said, I'm gonna watch that movie.
Yeah, and I don't, but I did the other day. Full
and
on.
How did you feel about it? Just tell me about the experience. Don't tell me about what you thought about the movie just yet.
The experience was delightful.
For me as well.
I think I shocked Abe because I didn't tell anybody I was going to watch
it. She didn't tell us till after the fact. And I got to say, you kind of made my week.
Oh, I love that.
He was so giddy and jazzed.
I appreciate that you trusted me with your time.
I will tell you, it was not planned. It was not a planned event.
Oh.
I was actually at home on the couch with my mother and my child. And I went, Abe told me I should watch that movie. Abe said that was really good. My mom goes, it is really good. I've seen it. It's hilarious.
Wait, your mom had already seen it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. See, I love your mom.
And I was like, okay, well, is it like appropriate? Like, can Easton watch it? She goes, well.
Nah.
And I said, okay, we're watching it. So then we watched it. The movie in question was Tag.
Yes.
So I watched Tag for the first time, and oh, my goodness.
See that?
Phenomenal
movie.
See
that?
Maybe
put some trust in people who say you gotta do something.
I do trust. I just don't follow directions very well. So
I just don't. The problem is historically you haven't been exposed to really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
And that is the problem in itself.
Exactly. And I just also, I struggle with watching new things, new series, and new movies the same way I struggle ordering something new at a restaurant.
I feel you on that.
I know what I like.
Yeah.
So if I just watch the same movies over again, I know I'm going to like it rather than wasting my time watching a movie that's absolute garbage.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And also, to add on to that, new experiences, I hadn't tried Cane's in my entire life.
Oh, really?
Until about like 6 or 7 months ago.
Ah.
And I love chicken. I'm a fried chicken off.
I love fried chicken. Yeah.
And those nuggies from Cane's with that Cane's sauce with the toast and the French fry, like, whoa, that
their
is an experience.
Their toast is
I needed in my life.
I'm going to say something that might be slightly controversial. I don't care for Cane's sauce.
Oh.
You want to know what I would do? Well, you want it would be money?
Grab the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh my God, extra crispy Cane's chicken.
Yeah.
Because you got to do it extra crispy.
Do it extra crispy.
With Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be money.
Walk right through the front door and just say, I just need your sauce.
I just need the sauce.
But Chick-fil-A is amazing, too.
Yeah, and their chicken, too, is like, oh, that pickled chicken.
That was one of those things where people would be like, oh, my God, you haven't tried that yet? And I was like, no. I didn't try Chick-fil-A until recently, either.
Chick-fil-A, and it's way, it's so good, fresh.
the lesson here is, number one, watch Tag.
You have to watch Tag. Honestly, I would say out of all the movies, because I've reviewed a couple movies as of the last year, year and a half.
Yeah.
Tag is my favorite new movie.
All right, Abe, give Cheyenne one more suggestion, okay? We're gonna lead her down this road. What does she need to see next?
All right, we're going to take it back a little further with this one. Mm-hmm. The first Ace Ventura.
Okay. I have not seen
that. Not seen it? Hey! Okay.
I have not seen that movie.
Oh, it's hilarious. Okay. So we're jumping into some Jim Carrey flicks. This is
I do
be
like
a good
Jim
time.
Carrey. I do like him as an actor, so... Yeah, I guess let's do it.
Well, are you guys wait for it?
You guys know how obsessed I get about things. Are you prepared for me becoming obsessed with movies? Because it could be a whole thing. Like, you could unlock a new personality.
I'm here for it. Let's go.
All right.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It feels like a new day.
It does feel like a new day because
it is a new day.
It is.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9. Yesterday was a huge day for our nation. The 47th president of the United States was inaugurated into office. Joe Biden went on Marine One, off on his way into the distance. I enjoy a lot of the traditions, which I never really enjoyed before.
I do like tradition. I like ceremonial traditions.
Yeah, and sometimes tradition can really bite you in the behind.
Yeah, it can.
When it comes to negative 20 degree weather and outdoor inaugurations, if that would have happened outdoors, it would have been a much different scene than
yes.
it was.
So I am glad that they had the ability to move it inside.
Absolutely.
Theo Vaughn was there. Theo Vaughn was in attendance, and his chair broke. His chair broke one of the performances, literally collapsed underneath him. Of all the people.
How did I miss this?
I'll have to look for it.
Of all the people.
Because he was sitting right in front of, if I remember correctly, he was in front of one of the Paul brothers. And I think, honestly, I think it was his fault. I think that he was kind of like leaning back on the chair. Oh, and they're man, like your chair's going to break.
He was pulling that middle school move.
Middle school move, because that is
and
Theo.
And the teacher kept reminding him, you're going to.
And then he did.
You're going to. And then he was like, oh man, that's terrible.
He was like, oh man, I can't believe that just happened.
That's so funny that happened to him.
Yeah, I'll have to find it.
He also looked like Austin Powers with those glasses.
He's an interesting cat.
Yeah, he is.
I would love to have a sit down normal conversation with him, like outside of his character.
That doesn't exist. I don't think normalcy exists
in that guy's
world.
I just want to talk to him. That's all.
And then we had the wickedly talented Carrie Underwood singing America the Beautiful a cappella.
Because the music didn't work.
And it didn't matter.
No.
Because she was absolutely amazing.
She killed it.
America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea.
It's a party here in the United States of America, and it's a party right here on Camel Country 107.9. We got some tickets coming up for you. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9, and let's just call this a moment of support for Cheyenne.
You know what? I really appreciate it because I need it.
You were struggling.
You guys, let me tell you what. These kids and their homework is out of hand. The amount of homework is crazy.
It's the devil.
It is, okay? But the new struggle that I am learning as my youngest gets older is that I don't know what's happening in his homework.
I feel you.
What?
I feel you.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Because I have it in front of me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're about to go to school.
Can you please tell me what an isthmus landform is?
The fact that you're reading it and cannot read it means I don't need to know what it is.
But you know.
If you are looking at the word and you cannot pronounce it.
Isthmus.
Isthmus. Yeah, you know what? I don't need to know what that is.
Do you know what a delta landform is off the top of your head?
I know what a delta is because I'm Greek and everything comes from Greece. And the delta is like a triangle.
Yeah.
So it's a land formation that's in a triangle shape.
I mean, at the base of it,
I guess.
And I only know this because guess what? I had to Google it. I didn't know what these were.
Hey, imagine this. you're their teacher. Because that's what my wife is going through.
No!
She does not only not understand it, but now she has to act as if she does understand it in order to teach my son how to understand it.
Your wife is a saint and deserves a statue in her honor because this...
It's incredibly silly.
It's some bull honky.
Yeah. Imagine
I
like
had to Google that.
Abe's like, I have to Google half the things that come out of Cheyenne's mouth. So there's that.
Imagine the stuff that you were never taught too. Like I remember learning isthmus and
I don't,
deltas, and it's just different land formations.
It is. They
I'm
are
sure
learning different land formations.
That fits in with peninsulas and islands and blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But imagine, like, the new core, whatever that math thing is.
No.
Like,
no.
The teachers never learned that stuff in school.
No, they had to relearn it to teach it.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
What
I'm
is
sorry.
It, Common Core?
Common Core math is.
Oh, no.
Okay, first of all, Common Core math is the definition of if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
You tried to fix something that wasn't broken and you broke it.
They're acting like it's more efficient, but it sounds like someone got in too deep and they were like, oh no.
Math is
oh,
math.
Oh no, this is really stupid.
Yeah.
But we can't back out.
In.
We can't back
we're
out.
Too far
we can't pull the ejection handle. What are we going to do? We have to teach this garbage.
Yes. Why does my kid need a 4-square box to solve 10 plus 12? Just show him how to solve 10 plus 12.
Yeah, no, it's not that simple. It's not that simple.
And then we get in trouble for teaching him the old ways.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm done.
I guarantee. I guarantee this is rampant around the Camel Nation. If you're helping your kids out with school, but you don't even know what you're doing, we're here for the Cheyenne Support Group.
This is the support line right now.
602-894-5653. Call us up and let us know if you've had to Google stuff to help your kids learn. Cheyenne, I think the entire Camel Nation can relate to you on this one.
I've never felt more validated in my life where this is concerned.
Kids' work is more difficult than our job.
Facts.
And we got Kayla and Tolleson on the phone. All right. How are you helping your kids out?
First of all, I completely lost the battle.
Yeah.
Of the educating my children. Like, I can't do it. I'm defeated.
It is a tough battle.
It's a tough battle. And the teachers are not even trying to prepare the parents. Like, they don't give us a head up. They should give us a class once a week to help us.
Right.
Help them. So,
preach it, Kayla.
Yes. Oh, listen. My kids know automatically to go straight to YouTube University.
My kids are earning a degree from YouTube.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, because mom's little bachelor's it means nothing. Okay, call your friends.
Call your friends. Call your mom. Don't call your mama because your mama don't
phone
know.
A friend.
Yeah, man, this
no,
stuff
it's,
is crazy.
It's terrible, and I mean, it started with this whole new math, which I was already struggling, still counting on my fingers as an adult, so I definitely didn't get it. So I got my son tutoring professionally.
Good for you.
But then I was like, all right, that's good. Yeah. But then all this other stuff, I'm like, what is?
Yeah.
I was like, can I come sit in your class? Do I need to become a student to, you know, it's terrible.
It is.
White flag.
Sounds like a red flag
God
to
bless
me.
The teachers, because do they know it? Or they just run it up on the board? I don't know.
Kayla.
I think we need tutors for the parents. Is that a thing?
It sounds like a good business opportunity.
It really does, though.
No, seriously, you know, how to help your kids. Help us help you, you know?
Well, just like the rest of us parents, Kayla, good luck.
Good luck.
You too.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9. It scares me, Cheyenne. It scares me to think that there is food that is completely available here in the United States that is banned in other countries.
Yes.
Like, I know we're a little bit of a loose cannon when it comes to legalities
a
here.
A little bit.
We are a lot of it. We have a lot of freedoms that the others do not.
Yes.
Their governments may clench down on them a little too tight, in my opinion. But in this one, I think it might be a good thing because our Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, just realized that it'd be a smart idea to ban red dye number 3.
I'm not surprised that it's coming. I am surprised it's taken so long.
We now have scientific proof that it's linked to cancer and behavioral issues with people. Now is a good time.
Better late than never.
So there's a ton of foods, and I just thought it'd be hilarious if we brought together a little tiny list of some of the most popular things here in the United States that are banned throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so coming in at number 3 is Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Now, the Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger, he's banned in Japan and the European Union, which means pretty much all of Europe.
All of Europe.
Because they contain a flavor enhancer with carcinogenic properties.
I mean, I'm not a big Frosted Flake fan, so this does not hit me where
Are you
it hurts.
Saying that Frosted Flakes are not good?
It's not for me. So, I don't really care too much. And my kids don't eat it either.
So the number 2 on the list in the most popular foods here in the United States that are banned in
it's
the world.
It's going to hit me where it hurts.
Skittles. I love them because you can throw a one-hander full in your mouth and have a variety of flavors going
blends.
On.
It blends. What's wild is that it blends.
It does.
And it's so scrumptious.
Yeah, fun fact, it's banned in Austria and Norway. So in those particular countries themselves.
Yeah.
Not anywhere else in the world.
Well.
But soon to be banned here in the United States.
Gonna have to make some changes to the recipe.
The number 1 American product that is by far and away the most popular thing here in the United States is banned in other countries, which include Japan and all of Europe. And I'm sure other places, but, you know, they just love it so much.
Yeah.
Is Mountain Dew.
I'm not surprised.
To be honest with you, when you crack a Mountain Dew 20-ouncer and you just let a little dribbles hit the back of your throat.
Instant diabetes?
It's your insulin level spikes hard.
I do not like Mountain Dew.
It feels like battery acid.
Yeah.
It is like it crackles when it hits your throat.
Do you feel the same with Baja Blasts?
I don't know if I... Is that Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew Baja Blast?
It's a Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
I've never tried that before.
You can get it at Taco Bell. I'm asking because there are people who do not like Mountain Dew, but they love Baja Blast. I am not in that selection of people, but I was curious if you liked Baja Blast.
When you're drinking this battery acid, you kind of got to scratch your head and go, how are they making... This is not safe.
No.
This is not safe.
It's not. And that's why it's banned.
What's happening here is not safe. So approach these products with caution and know that they may be banned soon.
You're going to have to stock up.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to start hoarding them. You need a 20-ounce Mountain Dew, man?
Hey, kid, I got you.
Hey, morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's Nico and Cheyenne.
Y'all have kids.
Yeah.
Have they ever done anything or said anything that just makes you scratch your head and you go, where did you even get that from? And then there's a moment in time that hits you square in the face when you say, I think I might be the problem. I think this is a me issue that they have now picked up.
Yes and yes.
Living this right now, my 7-year-old, Easton, he has been overusing the term over excessive.
Okay.
That's what he says. He'll either say it in a combination or he'll say excessive. He goes, well, that's excessive. That's over excessive. And he says it all the time. And it wasn't until about 45 minutes ago when I realized, when I said, well, that's excessive, that I realized that I might actually be the problem.
You, yourself, took a look in the mirror.
I did.
Yeah.
A stone cold look at myself going, I might be the issue.
So,
because he says it all the time, because I say it all the time.
I love it because it's not a 7-year-old thing. I love when kids, way overshoot their vocabularies and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, me too.
Like, my son watches a lot of YouTube. He plays a lot of Minecraft, a lot of games where he's interacting with people. Well, not too closely online.
Yes.
Let's be clear of that. I'm monitoring. Okay,
yeah, don't add us.
But he does watch people stream these games on YouTube. So he picks up all these terms. And the worst word of all time, I will put my hammer on, is the worst word, cringe.
It's definitely up there.
My son started using it incorrectly.
Okay,
which is even worse.
How's he using it?
So not only is he irritating my ears off by saying the word, but he'll be like, oh, Dad, you're so cringe. And I'm like, wait, I didn't say anything that was cringe. Like, I didn't do anything that was weird, but he'll just say it as if like it's like disrespectful to say to somebody.
Like, he's trying to cop an attitude.
You're just so cringe. I'm like, don't ever stop the cringe immediately. before I really give you something to cringe over.
Oh, that's funny.
That's my problem with the vocabulary and the education of these kids nowadays.
It's again, a us problem, because we have not stopped it in its tracks.
Producer AB Baby, is there one word or phrase that your daughter, who's now 17 years old, is there anything she's overusing?
No, it's actually kind of funny because she is so annoyed by her own generation. Every time I
can totally see this.
She just can't wait to unload all her annoyances. Like, she is so annoyed by the kids in her class and the stupid slang that they use.
Yes.
She's like, I just don't get this Gen Z slang. And I'm like, you are Gen Z.
She
is. What are you doing?
She is such an old soul, though.
Yeah.
Like, she has a beautiful old soul. I can't get behind the Riz, the drip.
No cap.
No cap. Like, get out of here.
So the fact that she's annoyed by it now, I'm the one that walks around the house using it just because I want to get that. I love getting the side eye from her.
So you are the kid in the situation.
Well, once I found out that she hated it, now I'm dropping Riz all the time.
That's amazing. I do that all the time to my 13-year-old because of the same reason, and I purposefully use it out of context. I will just walk around and be like, yo, that's Skibbity Ohio Riz. And he'll be like, shut up and go away. I have no idea what I just said, according to the young folk. But
I loved it.
Yeah.
We are the problem.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
My wife was right. I have glimmers of my father in me.
Ah.
I'm becoming more and more cranky by the day.
It's never a good place to be.
I'm a 46-year-old cranky old man because I see these kids, Cheyenne, riding around recklessly on these dirt bikes. And they're like silent because they're electric dirt bikes.
Oh, you can't even hear them coming.
Yeah, they're like...
And then they're gone. Like, as soon as you hear them, they are gone. They're not like motorbikes where it's like...
Right. You can hear it coming.
Yeah.
No, these are very unassuming. And because of that, I'm convinced that you don't think they're as dangerous as they are.
Oh, like the kids who are riding it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Because you're like, oh, it's just a little electric dirt bike, right?
Is it, though?
No. Okay, I've ridden dirt bikes in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dirt bike currently, a motorized one. But
do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I did not know that.
It's a YZ250F.
That's...
Yamaha. Ha-ha!
Yamaha.
So they're riding around these electric dirt bikes, ripping down sidewalks. They're doing wheelies. They're jumping them everywhere, which, again... I've been a kid in the past. I understand. It's fun, man.
Yeah.
They are just having fun. But Scottsdale police, they're like, you know what? The fun's got to stop. They're cracking down on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Phoenix actually passed a law recently that bans minors from riding these electric dirt bikes.
Wow.
So they're cracking down, and I'm in agreement. These things are reckless. My son wants one.
Mm.
And the last thing I need to do is worry about my son riding around the Phoenix streets like a maniac.
Yeah, it's dangerous enough to be in a fully covered car.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
These streets out here,
yeah.
Definitely not on an e-bike.
So Scottsdale is thinking, hey, we're going to restrict it to bike lanes only,
which
is even more dangerous.
Yeah, because now you're taking them off the sidewalk and you're putting them on the road.
On the streets.
With kids who aren't even legal to drive.
Am I just being cranky?
I think that your direct position on it sounds very cranky, but I also understand.
I have a vested interest.
You are very vested.
I got to protect my kid.
Yeah, my 8-year-old wants nothing to do with an e-bike. So it's not even on my radar because Levine can't afford e-bikes.
Oh, no.
So he doesn't even see them. They're not on his radar.
Oh, thank God.
He has no idea.
No, my kid watches these little bike crews and they're 4 or 5 kids in a row. Ripping through the Safeway parking lot.
Yeah, I know.
No, we got to put a stop to it.
Also, my child is very cautious, and he would be the first one to point out as
not.
He pushes up his non-existent glasses. He's like, that looks like a very dangerous thing to do.
No, my kid wants to do parkour off everything right now.
Yeah, not mine.
So just an FYI, that's what's happening in Scottsdale. If you have a kid who has an e-bike, this is Nico the Narc reporting live from Camel HQ 1. Thank you so much for joining me during my TED Talk. Nico and Cheyenne, we're talking about the kids on their e-bikes. Scottsdale police has gotten involved.
Yes, they
said,
have.
You know what? It's a little too crazy out there. They're running people down, causing chaos. And we got Steve in Scottsdale who is probably a rich guy, on the phone.
Good for Steve. Good for Steve.
Steve, how do you feel about this whole situation?
Honestly, I think it's more of a kids being kids situation. You know, I know the stuff I used to get into as a kid, and I'd rather see him out doing stuff than sitting around playing video games.
Now I want to know what Steve got into as a kid that makes this not that bad.
I'm guessing he's TP'd a couple houses in his past.
Were you a TP'er, Steve?
Not so much a TP'er, but, you know, things.
Oh, dang.
That is skirting around.
I definitely remember I took a dozen eggs out of my refrigerator on a couple of nights and hit up some people. It redecorated some exteriors.
You did not.
Oh, yeah.
So then why are you getting mad at these kids?
Because, Cheyenne, this is dangerous.
You're getting old and cranky.
I wasn't hurting anyone.
You're getting cranky.
That is true. I'm an old cranky man.
Here's the thing. You have a kid yourself.
Yeah.
I know he's a little younger, but at some point he's going to be a little older. Let him be free. Let him do his thing, man. Don't suffocate him.
Let him be free.
Don't suffocate him. Don't be a helicopter parent.
Kids got to be kids.
Yeah.
Kids do have to be kids.
He is my kid, and he will behave.
Oh, God. I feel terrible for this kid.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne, an AI is taking over the world. The robots are controlling us. They're controlling everything we do. And some people are finding it useful and helping their lives with AI.
I mean, I have found uses for, like, ChatGPT. For sure.
What have you used ChatGPT for recently?
I use ChatGPT to write my bio for the station website.
Very smart.
I mean, I gave it the goods, right? Like, I gave it the detail, and I just let it professionally write it for me.
Oh, I listened to that poetry when you read it back to me. I was like, oh.
Right? It was good.
This is really good.
So, like, I've definitely found uses for it. You could use it for writing a work email.
Yeah, yeah,
if
absolutely.
If you do need it to sound super professional, it can write your cover letter or your, job.
I saw some guy, he was in a job interview on Zoom, and he had his phone out, and he had taken off the mute right when the question was being asked to him. So the interviewer said, hey, if you ever found yourself in a team building situation, how would you motivate your team? And then he muted it, ChatGPT, and then that question was answered by ChatGPT. So then he just read the answer to the interviewer, and he was like, well, I would start by gathering the entire team. It wasn't even his words at all.
Life hack. I'm not even
mad
about it.
He got a huge job for it, and people are using ChatGPT all the time now.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you find uses for it and you use it for good, not evil,
right?
It is 100% absolutely acceptable.
Now, would you use it for something that's sentimental or intimate in your life? For instance, writing your wedding vows.
No, I am the most sentimental, romantic, and I'm not even apologetic about it. Like, I have a standard for where I need romance and sentiment to be in my life, and I don't apologize for it. So for me, absolutely not.
You do have a good way with words, though.
I mean, thank you.
What if you were a dude that was just like a dude, and he's supposed to write these beautiful wedding vows that are going to be recorded and replayed and relived forever for the entire span of his marriage, and what if he got up there on the mic and was like, hey, you're a babe, and
first of all,
I want to take care of you forever.
I would never marry somebody who speaks to me like that.
But that's what I'm saying. Not everybody's good with words. So would you be upset if they jazz it up with a little ChatGPT?
Nico.
Yeah.
I just don't want to know.
There you go.
I am not going to sit here and be like, no, you can't.
Sometimes.
Let me live in my fairy tale fantasy.
Take it to the grave with you.
You don't tell anyone.
No, you know what? Speaking of taking it to the grave. I am going to not take something to the grave right now. I'm going to reveal it right now.
Ooh.
Something that I was always a big advocate of not doing, I did myself, which is buy replicated high-end goods.
You For bought instance, a knockoff?
This wallet right here?
Yeah.
I've never told anybody it's real, but now I'm telling you it's not real. It's a $600 Goyard credit card holder, and I bought it for $20 on a Chinese website.
Like Alibaba, Alibaba or whatever.
Yeah, AliExpress.
AliExpress.
AliExpress. Delivered right to my door.
In 3 to 5 business days.
No, it took like 3 weeks.
3 weeks, 3 to 5 weeks.
And it smells like chemicals. But long story short, yeah. I'm sure people have secrets, though.
If you get a great knockoff, you take that to the grave.
You take it. You don't tell people.
You don't tell
about
no
it.
One. You let them think that you bought that $2,500 Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Like, no, these Christian Louis Vuittons are not fake. I did not paint the bottom of those heels.
Well,
like, no.
Today's the day. You no longer take it to the grave. You expose yourself.
But you could do. I mean, you'd be anonymous about it. You don't have to say your name.
We just want to hear the story.
Yeah.
We want to hear the tea. 602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. Call us up. Nico and Cheyenne, it's come to light that many gentlemen are using the opportunity to write their wedding vows with ChatGPT.
Now, if you put in the right information and they're able to spit something out romantic to you, totally fine. But don't tell your bride.
Do not.
You take that
to the grave. All right, we got somebody on the phone. Do you want to tell us who you are?
I'd rather not say.
Oh,
then this is going to be juicy.
I need to feel like I need my popcorn for this one.
Where are you calling from? What's your social security number? Where do you live? Give me your exact address.
Who's your firstborn?
All right, so Anonymous, what information are you taking to the grave?
Okay, so I had a fling with my brother's wife before they were married.
Okay, I'm glad. I love that you save pertinent information for the back half of the statement. So before your brother and his wife got together, you hooked up with his wife?
Yeah. Just one time.
Aww. Not his wife. You can't say it that way.
His
the girl that he ended up marrying.
Okay, yeah. Wow, was it like a party one time thing? Like maybe she doesn't remember. Are you both very much aware?
Oh yeah, give us some details.
Yeah, we are very aware it happened. You know.
That's juicy.
This is one of those situations.
There was no groggy next morning. We remember very well. And even now, years later.
This is like one of those situations in a rom-com where they're like, hey, I'd like you to meet my new girlfriend, Dorothy. And then you look at her and go,
and then you're like, hi, it's so nice to meet you for the first time ever.
I've never been this close to you before. I've never been on top of you.
No.
That's the end. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Lots happened today. We had to catch you up on the weekend. If your teams made it through, congratulations, football scores, games.
Yay, sports. I don't know.
No, we actually love football. Well, I do.
I know that we joke about this a lot, but like, I genuinely do love football because I love competitive sports.
Yeah.
I just don't care enough to be invested in professional teams. Like, I just don't care.
I feel you on that. And I was very passionate about my team growing up, but my team has always sucked.
That's true.
The Detroit Lions. So,
'cause you're from there.
Yeah. And even this year. Drop the ball is a euphemism that can ease up. It could be easily used in this case. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
That's really unfortunate,
though.
But
Jared Goff, our quarterback, really SH'd the bed.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yes.
I do like how intense their head coach is, though. I do know that. He's a very intense man.
Well, if you want to get things done, you got to have a boss that yells at you. Just like Drew Belando.
Absolutely. He is great at yelling at people.
And he's coming up next.
Hey!
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. We love you. We appreciate you. It's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you. Bye.
Later, y'all.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.